Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and their Maseches Zavodah Zorah, Daf Chav Ches, the second parak, Eim Amidin. The Zichu Maseches Zavodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe ben Yamin ben Rav Menachem Ol Vashalom, and Zichu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe ben Yamin Ol Vashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on, number one, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, Komaka shachagal, for any internal affliction which is life-threatening and permits desecrating Shabbos to heal, one may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor. Rabbi Yami defines an internal affliction as minasafa v'lifnim, from the lips and inward. Rabbi Lazar asks, kache v'shine mai, what's the status of gums or teeth? Since they're hard, are they considered external, or since they're inside the mouth, they're considered internal? The Gemara presents a proof. Rabbi Yochanan once suffered from tzavidna, a tooth ailment. He went to a noblewoman for treatment the whole week and asked her how to treat himself on Shabbos if necessary. She made him swear he would not reveal the cure to anyone, and he swore, "Well, call Yisrael l'maglina, to the God of Yisrael, I will not reveal it." Still, he taught it publicly the next day because he only swore not to reveal it to the God of Israel, but could reveal it to his people, Israel. He informed her immediately that his shvuah was ineffective to avoid Chil Hashem. In any event, his taking treatment on Shabbos proves that a tooth ailment is a makas shel chalal. The Gemara answers that tzavidna is different because it ends in the intestines. Point number two, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan accepted treatment from the pagan noblewoman, since Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled that life-threatening conditions may not be treated by a pagan doctor. It first answers Anmachashuv Shani, a prominent person is different because the doctor is afraid to harm someone with government connections. However, the Gemara objects when Rabbi Yavau, who was an Anmachashuv, was treated by Yaakov the Mean for a leg condition, his leg would have required amputation if Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi had not licked the medicine off his leg. Therefore, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a rofe mumcha, an expert doctor who's afraid of harming his reputation by killing his Jewish patients. Although Rabbi Yavo's doctor was also a rofe mumcha, the meaning were willing to risk their reputation to harm him because of their great hatred for him, applying to themselves the pasuk tamuz nafshi im plishtim, let my soul die with the plishtim. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to enumerate many ailments and their cures. Rav Yehuda permitted lamecha eina b'Shabbos, anointing an afflicted eye on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda declared, whoever listens to Yehuda is desecrating Shabbos. Eventually, Rav Shmuel himself suffered an eye affliction and sent to Rav Yehuda to ask if he could heal it on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda responded that it was permitted for everyone except him, since he had ruled it was forbidden. Rav Yehuda explained that his ruling was based on Mar Shmuel's. His maidservant's eye became inflamed on Shabbos, and she cried out in pain, but no one helped her, and the eye burst. The next day, Mar Shmuel taught, Ayin Shemar de Mutal Kochel b'Shabbos. One may anoint an eye which rebelled on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, Kol makas shel chalal, for any internal affliction which is life-threatening and permits desecrating Shabbos to heal, one may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor. Rabbi Yami defines an internal affliction as minasafa v'lifnim, from the lips and inward. Rabbi Lazar asks, kache v'shine mai, what's the status of gums or teeth? Since they're hard, are they considered external, or since they're inside the mouth, they're considered internal? The Gemara presents a proof. Rabbi Yochanan once suffered from tzavidna, a tooth ailment. He went to a noblewoman for treatment the whole week and asked her how to treat himself on Shabbos if necessary. She made him swear he would not reveal the cure to anyone, and he swore, "Well, call Yisrael l'maglina, to the God of Yisrael, I will not reveal it." Still, he taught it publicly the next day because he only swore not to reveal it to the God of Israel, but could reveal it to his people, Israel. He informed her immediately that his shvuah was ineffective to avoid Chil Hashem. In any event, his taking treatment on Shabbos proves that a tooth ailment is a makas shel chalal. The Gemara answers that tzavidna is different because it ends in the intestines. Point number two, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan accepted treatment from the pagan noblewoman, since Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled that life-threatening conditions may not be treated by a pagan doctor. It first answers Anmachashuv Shani, a prominent person is different because the doctor is afraid to harm someone with government connections. However, the Gemara objects when Rabbi Yavau, who was an Anmachashuv, was treated by Yaakov the Mean for a leg condition, his leg would have required amputation if Rabbi Yami and Rabbi Asi had not licked the medicine off his leg. Therefore, the Gemara answers that Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a rofe mumcha, an expert doctor who's afraid of harming his reputation by killing his Jewish patients. Although Rabbi Yavo's doctor was also a rofe mumcha, the meaning were willing to risk their reputation to harm him because of their great hatred for him, applying to themselves the pasuk tamuz nafshi im plishtim, let my soul die with the plishtim. And point number three, the Gemara proceeds to enumerate many ailments and their cures. Rav Yehuda permitted Lamecha Eina b'Shabbos, anointing an afflicted eye on Shabbos. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda declared, whoever listens to Yehuda is desecrating Shabbos. Eventually, Rav Shmuel himself suffered an eye affliction and sent to Rav Yehuda to ask if he could heal it on Shabbos. Rav Yehuda responded that it was permitted for everyone except him, since he had ruled it was forbidden. Rav Yehuda explained that his ruling was based on Mar Shmuel's. His maidservant's eye became inflamed on Shabbos, and she cried out in pain, but no one helped her, and the eye burst. The next day, Mar Shmuel taught, Ayin Shemar de Mutal Kocho b'Shabbos. One may anoint an eye which rebelled on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. All right, so now we got our Siman Daf Chav Ches, and our standard Siman relates to Koach, who uses strong man for the Siman, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him because her diploma said that she was a Rofe Mumcha and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, saw a maidservant sitting with a bandage over her eye that wasn't treated when it became inflamed on Shabbos. Once again, it's slow motion. The strong man, that must be on Dav, Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan nobleman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, Kol Makas Shel Chalal, for any internal affliction which is life-threatening and permits desecrating Shabbos to heal, one may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor. Rabbi Yami defines an internal affliction as Minasaf Lefnim, from the lips and inward. Rabbi Elazar asked, what's the status of gums or teeth? Since they're hard, are they considered external, or since they're inside the mouth, they're considered internal? The Gemara attempts to bring a proof from the incident with Rabbi Yochanan, who went to a pagan noblewoman to get treatment for a tooth ailment, but rejects it by explaining his specific tooth ailment is connected to the intestines. So, the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him because her diploma stated she was a Rofe Mumcha and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan accepted treatment from the pagan noblewoman, since Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled that life-threatening conditions may not be treated by a pagan doctor. It answers that Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a Rofe Mumcha, an expert doctor who's afraid of harming his reputation by killing his Jewish patients. So the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him because her diploma said that she was a Rofe Mumcha and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, saw a maidservant sitting with a bandage over her eye that wasn't treated when it became inflamed on Shabbos, which reminds us, Marshmallow's maidservant's eye became inflamed on Shabbos and she cried out in pain, but no one helped her and the eye burst. The next day, Marshmallow taught, Ein Shemar de Mutal Kochu b'Shabbos. One may anoint an eye which rebelled on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. So once again, the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him because her diploma said that she was a Rofe Mumcha and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, saw a maidservant sitting with a bandage over her eye that wasn't treated when it became inflamed on Shabbos. All right, so now it's time for a four blabach chazara. Daf Chav Dalet. So the simmer Daf Chav Dalet is a kad, a pitcher. So here goes. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow shaped like a pitcher. Pitcher? That must be on Daf Chav Dalet. Kad. The idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the mice of Dama ben Nassin, who refused to wake up his father even though it meant losing the opportunity to sell stones for the ephod at an exorbitant price. So the idolater potter who refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, which reminds us, an Amor taught that Rabbi Eliezer disqualifies animals bought from idolaters to be used for any carbon. A rabbi replied to Rabbi Eliezer that the pasuk says that in the time of Mashiach, the flocks of Kedar, meaning idolaters, will be brought as karbanas. Rabbi Eliezer responded, Kulam gerim geruim hem lasid lavot, they all will be attempted converts in the future. And although they'll not be accepted as gerim, there will no longer be a concern for revia. So the idolater potter refused to wake up his father sleeping on a pillow, shaped like a pitcher for a great business opportunity, told the rabbis he looked forward to selling them cows instead of pitchers in the time of Mashiach, and proudly displayed his clay singing cow, pulling a pitcher, which reminds the pasuk says, Vishirena paros b'derech al derech Beis Shemesh. The cows walked on a straight path towards Beis Shemesh. Rameh said the word Vishirena teaches Shamru Shira, that the cows recited a song of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav explains, Sheyishru panem keneged Aron v'Amru Shira, that they turned their faces toward the Aron and recited a song. The Gemara discusses which song they sung. Daf Chaf Hei. So the Simur Daf Chaf Hei is the 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner, that must be on Daf Chaf Hei. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchus, how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph taught that a woman may not be secluded with an Akum because they're suspect for Arias. The Gemara asks that Yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're Prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that Yichud with an idolater is prohibited even by Ishto Imo, when his wife is with him. This Yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning since she does the same. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that if Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an Akum, Tofu Yamino, he should keep the Akum on his right side, so if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Yishmael Benosha of Rabbi Yochanan Broka says that if the Akum has a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side, so the sword, which is sheathed on the Akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simur Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The Kusimo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos, that must be on Daf Chav Zayin. The Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace where Yudah says that a Yisrael may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise a Yisrael because they circumcise for the sake of their idol and hard greasing, which is invalid. Yossi disagrees. Where do we find in the Torah that Mila must be performed lishma? Rather, a Kusi can circumcise a Yisrael. So the Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misrapin mehem ripui mamun, we may be healed by them a monetary healing, avol ripui nefashos, but not healing of the nefesh. This cannot mean to distinguish between non-life-threatening conditions and life-threatening conditions, because Rav Yudah said, even for the puncture from bloodletting, which is only painful, we're not treated by them. Rather, the permitted ripui mamun refers to healing one's animal, and the prohibited ripui nefashos refers to healing oneself. So the Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo. When he was asked to see a Jew who would definitely die if he wasn't treated immediately, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Safak chai, safak meis, a patient who may live and may die if he's not treated may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor because it's likely the doctor will kill him. Vadai meis, but if he'll definitely die if left untreated, misrap mehen, we may be healed by them. The Gemara asks, ha'ika chai shah, but there is short-term life that he risks by receiving the doctor's treatment. It answers, l'chai shah l'chai shin, we are unconcerned about short-term life. We're risking it facilitates possible long-term recovery. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which daf do we have machlokes is whether one can purchase a par aduma from an akum? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 2, which daf do you discuss if par aduma is kachay mizbech or kachay bedek abayis? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 3, which daf do we learn that one may anoint an eye which became inflamed on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart? That's on daf Chavches. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss the problem of leaving one's animal with an idolater because of the concern of Revia? That's on daf Chabez. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we belkok is whether an Ovedes Kol Chavim can deliver or nurse a Jewish infant? That's on daf Chava. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan says that one can use a pagan doctor if one will definitely die if left untreated? That's on daf Chav Zion. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we learn? The reason Rabbi Yochanan could receive treatment from the pagan noblewoman is because she was a rofa mumcha who wouldn't want to harm her reputation. That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do machokas if an ochel nevel hachis is considered a mean regarding Meriden being permitted to lower him down into a pit? That's on daf. Chavav. Good. Number 9. Which daf does the Gemara bring a machokas regarding how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua? That's on daf. Chavhei. Good. Number 10. Number 10. Which daf do the incident of Rabbi Yochanan going to the pagan noblewoman for treatment of a tooth ailment? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.